You know, when you look up the word praise, there's only one word for us today in referring to that word praise. But when you look at Scripture, we know that the Old Testament was written in Hebrew. The New Testament was written in Greek and Latin. And there are more than just one word for the word praise. There's a word praise for religion. There's a word praise for worship. There's a word praise for God. There are so many different words. So when you look at the word praise, it's very unique. Praise comes from a Latin word meaning value or prize. Thus, to give praise to God is to proclaim his merit or worth. Isn't that exciting? We are proclaiming his worth. Many terms are used to express this in the Bible, including glory, blessing, thanksgiving, hallelujah. That word hallelujah literally means praise the Lord. So when you say hallelujah, you're praising him. One of the humanities may our response to God's revelation of himself. One of humanity's many responses to God. So we want to look at these verses here. And I'll go ahead and read the first one with a little bit of a background. And then if I could have somebody help me out with the one in Psalm 50, verses 14 and 23. But here in 2 Chronicles, and I want to encourage you, if you do not have the books of the Bible memorized, I want to encourage you to work on memorizing the books of the Bible. It makes it so much easier to find a verse. Sometimes I have to start at the beginning to try to figure out where something is, you know, or you could look in the front of your Bible in the concordance that will kind of show you. And some people even take little tabs you can buy at a Bible bookstore, little tabs that you can mark each one of them. But I want to encourage you to memorize the books of the Bible. And it does take a while. It takes some time, but it is possible. So Genesis, yes? Yes. Yes. Yes, very much so. Did they? Very good. Yes, Old and New Testament? Yep. So Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles. So we want to go to 2nd Chronicles, and here on the sheet is 2nd Chronicles 7. But before we read verses 1 through 3, let me read for you in 2 Chronicles chapter 6. This is the story of Solomon. And David just passed away. But remember, David, the king of Israel, his hands were bloody. And God would not allow him to build the temple. He promised the Lord. He said, Lord, I want to build you a temple. I want to build you a house. But God said, no. Your hands are bloody, but your son will. So look in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 1. It says, then said Solomon, the Lord hath said that he would dwell in the thick darkness. But I have built an house of habitation for thee, and a place for thy dwelling forever. And the king turned his face and blessed the whole congregation of Israel, and all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who hath with his hands fulfilled that which he spake with his mouth to my father David, saying, since the day that I brought forth my people out of the land of Egypt, I chose no city among all the tribe of Israel to build an house in, that my name might be there. Neither chose I any man to be a ruler over my people Israel, but I have chosen Jerusalem, that my name might be there, and have chosen David to be over my people Israel. Now it was in the heart of David, my father, to build an house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. But the Lord said to David, my father, forasmuch as it was in thine heart to build an house for my name, thou didst well in that it was in thine heart. Notwithstanding, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son, Solomon, which shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build the house for my name. The Lord therefore hath performed his word that he hath spoken, for I am risen up in the room of David my father, and am set on the throne of Israel, as the Lord promised, and have built the house for the name of the Lord, God of Israel. And in it have I put the ark, wherein is the covenant of the Lord that he made with the children of Israel. Then look in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 1. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering, the sacrifice, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." You kind of get an eyesight of what's taken place and how God blessed Israel and how Solomon was used of God to build that temple. And when it was all completed, the glory of the Lord filled that place. And they fell on their faces and praised the Lord. You know, we can praise that same God because of all that he has done for us. They looked forward to the Lamb of God that would take away the sins of the world. We get to look back. We get to see what they were looking forward to. And oh, it must have been exciting that day when the glory of the Lord filled that place and they began to praise the Lord. And we can do the same. We can praise his holy name. The next one is Psalm 50, verse 14. Go ahead. Thanksgiving, yes. Why don't you read 23 also? Same chapter.
Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his undertaking right, will I do the salvation of God.
Yes. Amen. To praise him. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 7. You got that? Hear his voice. Very good. Thanksgiving. Praising the Lord. He is our creator and we can trust in him. What a powerful God that we serve. A powerful God that has done so much for us. Creation and bringing eternal life and salvation to those who have no hope. We have joy. We have peace. We have something to be thankful for. And that is just something to rejoice in. Just as we did tonight, praising the Lord in song and music and rejoicing in him. Hallelujah. Psalm 100, verse 4. Yes. Yes. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And we know the temple as they entered in, but yet we can do the same and remember what Christ has done for us, to enter into his presence. And we can do that wherever we are. You know, during the Old Testament, they had to go before the priest and repent of their sin. But we now can just go before Christ wherever we are. Our closet, church, driving down the road. But you know, as you're driving down the road, don't close your eyes. It could be disastrous. You can pray with your eyes open. Don't close them. You can pray with your eyes open. And that, yes, oh, there you go. That's right. Yes, be in the presence of the Lord. Yes, yes. So we can praise him. And you know, we close our eyes so that we don't get distracted or something draws our attention. We don't look at our cell phone for a text, you know. We close our eyes in prayer. But when you're driving, you can drive along and your eyes open, and oh, what, it's so exciting to talk to the Lord and to praise His name and to thank Him for all that He's done. And that is Psalm 100. We also want to look, the next one is Psalm 117, verses 1 and 2. Yes. Yes, praise ye the Lord. Very good. Luke chapter 2. Okay, right here, Nancy. 13 and 14. Very good. Singing praises to the Lord. Those are the angels that were announcing the birth of the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And what a hope that we have, the joy of bringing the Savior into the world, and we can praise as the angels were praising the Lord and glorifying Him, a heavenly host proclaiming the birth of the Savior. Ephesians 5:19 through 20, and we're coming pretty close to Christmas time. We're going to be looking more at that. Yes, Ephesians 5:19 and 20, right here. Yes, amen. Giving thanks always for all things unto Him. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Yes, Kevin.
Be careful for nothing.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, giving praise to Him. Yes, He's the one to praise. He's the one to thank. The world just seems to be looking everywhere they shouldn't be looking for happiness and joy, but we could be thankful for what Christ has done for us. Colossians 3, 16 and 17. Okay, yep, right here. Go ahead. Very good. Yes, doing all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, singing praises to Him, songs that we can praise Him. And boy, I know people that everywhere they walk, they're always humming some hymn or a song. And I was doing that one day out in North Dakota, and it was driving the pastor crazy. Would you stop that humming? I said, oh, it's just a picture of the joy in my heart. Well, it kept him from saying anything else, but I was driving him crazy. I was there humming, and Colossians, that was Colossians 3, yes. Yep. Hebrews 13, verse 15. Yes. Yes. And we got much to be thankful for. We mentioned a lot of those thanksgiving mentions and things that we're thankful for and happy for. We can certainly be happy for our health, for our daily provisions, food that we have, praising His name. I know I mentioned it before, but it's so important to pray and thank the Lord for the food that we have. It really is. And you know, a lot of people think, you know, I worked for this. It's my food. This is what I've done. I don't need to pray for it. I worked for this. But it's by God's grace that you have the job, right? By God's grace, you have the health. You have the ability to work in that job and to do those things. And praise the Lord for a new job starting on Monday, right? Yes. Praise the Lord, right? Yes, that's something to rejoice in and to be thankful for. God provided that. He provided it, and we should be thankful for it and thank the Lord. That's Hebrews 13, Revelation chapter 7, verses 11 through 12. All the way in back. We'll let you read that one. Ever and ever. Amen. Angels around the throne of God and what He's done for us. And then Revelation 11, 16 and 17. Go ahead, Kevin. Good. Which art and lust and art to come, past, present, and future, always has been from Alpha to Omega, the first letter in the alphabet and the last letter in the alphabet and everything in the middle. Isn't that exciting? Of who Christ is. We have something to be thankful for, something to praise his name. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight, this reminder of what and who we should praise. Thank you so much for your word, that we can read it, that it's in our possession, that it's true, that it's the inspired word of God. Father, I pray that you'll bless each and every one of us. Thank you for all that have been able to come, all those that will be listening also on video and tape, and for Dana, who worked so hard to put it there on the internet. I pray that you'll bless it, that we'll see many people that look it up and listen to it and are encouraged by it. And Father, we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. In way of a closing hymn, let's sing Just the Course of Something We Already Know. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich and free. Amen. You are dismissed. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you on Sunday.